Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 82 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. The chance of precipitation is 60%. New amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch. Saturday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. New precipitation amounts between a quarter and half inch possible. And on Sunday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 66. And in the news for today, in a report from the La Crosse Tribune, former State Supreme Court Justice Dan Kelly will again be seeking a seat on the state's high court next year, marking the first conservative-backed candidate to formally declare candidacy in the upcoming election. Kelly, who was appointed to the court by former Governor Scott Walker in 2016, but lost his election bid in April 2020, announced on Thursday his plan to run for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court in a statement first reported by wispolitics.com. Conservatives currently hold a 4-3 majority on the court, though Justice Brian Hagedorn has served as a swing vote at times on the 7-member court. Conservative Justice Patience Rogenstock will not seek another term in April, meaning the court's power dynamic could shift next year, quoting, "If an activist were to win next April, Wisconsin's public policy would be imposed by 4 lawyers sitting in Madison instead of being adopted through our constitutional processes," end quote, Kelly said. "I won't let that happen on my watch." Two liberal-backed candidates, Dane County Circuit Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewski, are also running for the seat. Dan Kelly is a reckless and failed Trump-Walker politician who would use the court for conservative activism, ignoring the will of Wisconsin voters to turn back the clock on our state, Mitchell's campaign manager Sean Elliott said in a statement. Kelly served about 4 years on the court before he lost to former Dane County judge and current state Supreme Court Justice Jill Karofsky in April 2020 in an election that garnered national attention. And in other very local news, equipment installation was completed on Thursday to increase the signal strength of WDRT-FM from 480 watts to an eventual 2,800 watts. For the next 30 days, we will be operating at 1,400 watts until the final engineering study is reviewed and approved by the FCC. The new coverage with a directional signal will hopefully reach new listeners who are outside our coverage area and improve the quality of sound in areas that are currently served. WDRT wishes to thank all of those who had a hand in the installation, from the tower climbers, engineers, and electricians, to the volunteers who help with the groundwork, and also to WPN-FM for powering down their signal until our installation was complete. WDRT is a non-commercial, volunteer-based, listener-sponsored community radio station. We have been on the air at 91.9 FM since September 17, 2010. Inquiries or to report that you are a listener in the expanded broadcast coverage can be sent as email to staff@wdrt.org. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.